cut down. But the people that owe money to the dentist or the groceries, they don't need a push book. They have the older money. It's only a loan. Strictly loan. Only loan. With your permission. Not, it's not
there. You have to tell Nadia.
We're
changing the shear.
I see only Fasim. Who is Nadia?
We're changing the shear for the next couple
so
weeks.
Tell them, no.
The next 3 weeks, we're going to do the shear instead of Wednesday, Monday at 8:30.
Sure.
Please don't be late.
Mondays.
Monday because of the holidays.
Yes.
The next 3 weeks is Monday. If you want to keep it Monday after Chag, if it's more comfortable for you, I don't care. I forgot to bring it next week. If I have it 2 weeks to go, I have to forgot to bring it. I'll bring it next week.
I think I'm going to give it back.
The people has already organized for Wednesday. So
okay, fine.
It's not changing.
I don't care.
Only in the next 3 weeks.
Okay. With your permission, Parashat Nitzavim always comes before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara. The purpose is to separate us from last week parasha that we read the curses. Says the Gemara, separation, any separation. Even though we wanted to read Parashat Ki Tavo before Rosh Hashanah, still the Gemara says, make sure that you have another parasha before Rosh Hashanah. So every year before Rosh Hashanah, the parasha is Nitzavim Bayelech. Sometimes only Nitzavim. Sometimes Nitzavim Bayelech. This week is 2 weeks. This year is 2 weeks. Nitzavim Bayelech. But Nitzavim Bayelech. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem Apne Hashem Elokichem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells everybody you stand in front of Hashem. Hashem is making a treaty with you. Make sure that everybody comes. Says the Gemara Moshe, the way the text reads, Moshe called the Neshamot from Gan Eden. From under Kisei HaKavod, the Neshamot that never came yet. And the Neshamot that passed already. They all came. Moshe said, I want to speak to all of you. So we make a treaty between us and Hashem. It's nice to make a treaty. So what is the purpose of the treaty? In the text reads that Hashem and Moshe both tell Am Israel that eventually you're not going to listen anyway. Eventually you're not going to keep the treaty. Eventually you're going to worship idols. Eventually you're going to go to exile. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to bring you back. So if you know, and if it's in the text, it's in the text. It's not something, you know, it's in the Zohar or something. It's in the same parasha. The Moshe said, I want to make a treaty with you. A few chapters later, it says, Moshe says, I know after I die, you will betray Hashem. Hashem tells Moshe, I know after you die, they'll betray me. I know they're going to go to exile. So, what does it say in the Torah? For what? What do you need a treaty for? In the same speech, in the same day that Moshe says, I make a treaty, in the same day he says, I know you betrayed. So what's the purpose? It's a joke. Like you see, sometimes you tell somebody, I'm going to do something with you, in the same sentence, you know what? I'm not going to do it with you. So what's the purpose? Why are you making it? And why are you writing in the Torah? It's nothing. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, this is very important, this treaty business. It says this is a separation from the curses. When you're separation, what do you mean separation from the curses? It means nothing. As well, this is parasha. Says the Rambam, this is a hint about Mashiach. Says the Rambam, in two places in the Torah you can find the concept of Mashiach. The first time in Parashat Balak, Bilam, in his last speech before he departs, before he goes back to his country, he says, Darach Kochav Yaakov, Mashiach comes. This is clear in the text. The second time, says the Rambam in our parasha. He says, Hashem says in the parasha, that eventually we'll go to exile because we're going to betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah reads, the sentence says, Imyini Dachacha Bekzi HaShamayim, Misham Mekavetzcha Hashem Elokecha, Misham Mekachecha. So Hashem is going to collect all the Jewish people from all over the world, even if they are going to be at the end of the world. Says the Rambam, really? How can you do such a thing? Who is going to tell them to come? Why do you think they will come? And you go and you say, listen, come to Israel. Some people come, some people won't come. The Torah says, everybody will come, Hashem will collect everybody. Says the Rambam, this is only the job of Mashiach, nobody else can do it. It's a hint for Mashiach. So Hashem hints about Mashiach again, the parasha just before Rosh Hashanah. Always we read this parasha before Rosh Hashanah, must be read. Hint about Mashiach, about coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So, the Gemara tells us, you know, how important Rosh Hashanah is. But Rosh Hashanah, one of the halachot, the Gemara says, you know, that Chachamim changed and added certain things to tefillah. The Gaonim, about 1100 years ago, 900 years ago, they added to the first paragraph, Zochenu Lechaim, second paragraph, Michamocha. But in the Gemara time, already they changed something without adding. This is the third bracha that you say, Ata Kadosh, Imcha Kadosh, Kudoshim Echolim Luchasela, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you holy, your name is holy, holy ones will praise you. Baruch Ata Hashem Hakel HaKadosh. And we said during the year, Hashem is Hakel. Hakel is one of the names of Hashem. Aleph and Lamed is one of the names you're not allowed to erase. Hashem is, the Gemara says, the Rambam says, seven names, you're not allowed to erase them. You're not allowed to erase them, Hashem's name. This is one of the names, maybe the first name of Hashem is in Aleph and Lamed, which we call Kel. Everything, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, for Moshe Shana, and until after Yom Kippur, instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, he said HaMelech HaKadosh, the Holy King. I don't know what Hakel HaKadosh means. God is holy. What does it mean exactly? I don't know what it means. But in a certain minute, it's crucial. If somebody forgot and he did not say HaMelech, the King HaKadosh, or even if he has a doubt, he doesn't remember. Did I say it? Didn't say it. You got to repeat the whole Shmuel Nesach. You got to repeat it. I said, what did I say already? I said what I said the whole year round. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Kadosh, Imcha Kadosh, God is holy. He says, no, you got to say the king is holy. And if you didn't say the king is holy, it's worthless. Why it's worthless? So again, means Rosh Hashanah, you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king. Okay, so what does it have to do with holiness? End of with holiness? Hashem is a king. He's no the holy king. Okay. Came the Chachamim about 1100 years ago. If you remember the text in Rosh Hashanah, after we start to say Ata Kadosh Imcha Kadosh, before we say Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, there's five paragraphs. Ovechen, Tem Pachdecha Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Hakol Maasecha, Ovechen Tzadikim Yiro Vismachu, Ovechen, Timloch Ata Hashem Nevadecha, Ata Kadosh. Five paragraphs. Then we say Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. This is what is so important about this paragraph that stretched it. By the way, the Gemara says you're not allowed to add anything in the first three paragraphs. The Gemara said. And here comes Rosh Hashanah. So we add in the first paragraph Zochenu Lechaim. The second paragraph we add Michamocha. The third paragraph in the middle of the Atak Kadosh. This is five paragraphs. Five paragraphs. Timloch Ata Hashem Hakol Maasecha Be'atzi Mishkan Kvodecha Ushalayim Ekotecha. Timloch Hashem Aluka Atak Kadosh. So, what happened? What is so important about Ata Kadosh? You have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and it's crucial. You must say that, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you have to add five paragraphs. Don't just say HaMelech HaKadosh like we said during the week. He says, no, say more things before this. What's so important about it? In order to understand it, comes to Ari and says like this. Ari says, you know, I have a few hints for you of Chodesh Elul. So our custom is, we say, Selichot, 40 days. And if you don't say 40 days, but from Chodesh Elul, this is called the month of Rachamim. Chodesh Rachamim v'Selichot. Says Ari, I want to give you some hints about this month. So one is said, so, it says one is in this week's parasha. This is Parasha, it says when Hashem is going to collect us, it says, Umay Hashem Elokecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do some kind of procedure on our heart. Et levavcha be'et levav zarecha. Et levavcha, your heart, be'et levav zarecha, and the heart of your children. Says Zari, you know, you read this parasha, you read the text, the first letter of the word et is aleph, the first letter of the word levavcha, your heart, is lamed, ve'et, and also, the first letter is vav, and levav, the heart of your children, is lamed, is, it makes elul. Makes elul, what means is, clean your heart, just on the surface. And Zari says, well, I find another hint to tell you something. But, it says in Shir HaShirim, it says, Ani ledodi vedodi li. I'm for my uncle, my uncle is for me. Ani ledodi, I'm for my uncle. She calls Hashem my uncle. Shlomo HaMelech, in Shir HaShirim, refers to Hashem as our uncle. It's a reason for that. I say, Sari, you know the first letter of the word Ani is Aleph. Ledodi, to my uncle, the first letter is Lamed. Vedodi, and my uncle, the first letter is Vav, Li, to me, the first letter is Lamed, so sorry, Elul, here's the Elul. What it means is you should be close to Hashem. Continues Zari, and he says, you know, the last letter of those four words is Yud. Ani, the last letter is Yud. Ledodi, last letter is Yud. Vedodi, last letter is Yud. Li is Yud, four Yud. Numerical value of the Yud, of the letter Yud is 10. 4 times 10 is 40. Says, here. Mosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, 40 days. So, in Ani Ledodi, I am for God and God is for me. It says few things. You to God and God is for you. And also, today takes 40 days to achieve it. Therefore, it's Minagide to say Sluchot from Mosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, 40 days. It's through Shabbat and Mosh Chodesh for sure. But that's what it means. And it means you have to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ari says on the surface. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you certain things about these things. You know, I needed to deal with the daily, what does it mean exactly? It says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us like this, you know, what I would like to ask you a favor. Don't trade me in or exchange me for something else. What do you mean? He says, well, I want to tell you something. It's one of the 630 mitzvot that we have. This is in Parashat Bechukotai, last parasha in Sefer Vayikra. Over there it says like this. It means like this. Somebody designated an animal to take to Beit HaMikdash. Took a sheep, it says, I take it to Beit HaMikdash. Then he found something, another one. Says the Torah, Rabbi Tov Tov Vera, even a better one. Better one. He said, this is a small sheep. At least, you know, he has green eyes. I like blue eyes. He said, I got a better sheep. He says, I want another sheep. Instead of the one that I designated, I want to say, you not, here is the substitution. Torah says, you cannot do it. If you did it, you get 80 lashes. The Gemara says, 80, not 40, it means not 40, it's 39. Two times, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroto, even though 78. Right. Even though you said with your mouth, and the Gemara said usually with your mouth is not a sin. But this is a special thing, Hashem said, you get 78 lashes. The Torah called it 40, 80. Just, what did I do already? Just listen, don't exchange nothing. What do you mean don't exchange? I got a better one, and I gave a donation to Beit HaKnesset. I gave something, I found something better, I said, forget about it. I keep this and I take the other one. Can't do this. Don't do this. He said, what happened? Torah says, this is one of the 630 mitzvot. Hashem said, don't. Says, what's behind it? Comes the Gemara and says, you should know what? Secret Hashem said. You know, right? This is the last parasha of Sefer Vayikra. It's the last parasha. So the next book is Bamidbar. Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar is called the Book of Counting. Sefer HaPkudim. Hashem said, you know, to Moshe, go count Am Israel, I love Am Israel. He says, what is the connection? He says, the Gemara, tell you what the connection is. You know what the connection is? What did you read now? Don't exchange, don't trade in, don't do. You know what? Hashem hints to you. One day you might exchange me. One day you go to China, I say, listen, too hard to be a Jew. You know what? This God is too strict, this fanatic. I need the any god. I said, I buy myself in China a statue. So you my god. Can I do this? Can I do this? Oh, he doesn't speak. So I do what I want. I'm okay. Hashem said it. Remember one day. This, by the way, we read in the Haftarah. Read in the Haftarah. Before Tisha B'Av, Shomu Shamayim, Yirmiyahu said, Ha'emir goy Elohim ve'em alo Elohim. Ha'emir, emir kvodo b'lohi. Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, go look. Go look at Am Yisrael. You see? Goyim don't want to change their God. This is my God. So one nation say, my God is a fire. Other nation said, my God is water. Another nation said, is wind. And they don't exchange it. And my nation exchange it. Hashem said to Yirmiyahu, listen, this is the problem. The problem is you change me. Hamzik Gemara says, now you understand. You see, look, I gave you a mitzvah. He says, don't exchange. Don't change the sheep. He said, listen, I got a better sheep. Listen, that's what it is. You made this one a sacrifice. Don't change it. He said, why did you try to tell me that one day you'll try to change me? Says the Gemara, look, that's what Shlomo said in Shir HaShirim. Ani ledodi vedodi li. He said, listen, I am for God, and God is for me. You know what it means? Don't change me. That's what Hashem said. He says, if you know what it means, I'll tell you what it means soon. He said, what it means? He said, listen. En kadosh kashem ki en biltecha v'en tzukerotem. He says, if you want to know what's anile to live the daily, I'll tell you in a second what it means. Yeah, I'm close to God. Yeah, God is close to me. No, you don't understand. Let me tell you what God is all about. And you know what Hashem does not want you to change. What is this? Come the Zohar, says, I want to tell you something. Speak secret. If you have a Zohar at home, the first paragraph in the Zohar. What do you say in America? Must be known. So of course, you know, in America, not only in America, but I think, you know, you get engaged, you get married, Friday afternoon, the wife, the mother, they like flowers. Roses, $12 for $1, $12 for $12, $1 for $12, you know, roses. Rose, Shoshana. By the way, you should know the numerical value of Esther is not Shoshana. And the city over there was Shushan. The Farsim, you know, they know what Shushan is all about. This is a secret. Shushan without the hay is Shushan. With the hay is Shoshana. Esther is Shoshana, the numerical value is the same. So Shoshana is a rose. Okay. So actually, the Zohar says you should know it's like today you have red tomato, green tomato, yellow tomato, pepper tomato. Benjamin Moore tomatoes. Same thing, peppers, you know. I came to America when I was born with red tomato. It was green pepper, sometimes we had red pepper, but not yellow pepper, purple pepper. It's all those people that play with the seeds. Seedless. They're trying to help Hashem. Hashem made the watermelon with seeds. No, it's too hard. The grapes with seeds. That gives us it. Helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem originally says the Zohar when he made the first rose. In Gan Eden, the rose was red and white. That's it. No yellow roses, no green roses, no all these colorful, what we have today, purple roses. No. Hashem made only one rose. Red and white. Says the Zohar, I want to explain to you something. Red is the color of judgment. That's what all the red lights means, and all the stoplights are red. You never buy a red car. It was in the New York Times. The police sees a red car on the highway already. They know he's speeding. The guy's crazy already.
True.
In the newspaper.
Yeah.
The last car they're looking for is white. That's why they have white too. Because white is kindness, and red is judgment. Says the Zohar, you should know the first paragraph in the Zohar, you know your life, what it's all about. Your life is red and white. Never buy a red car, try to buy a white one. Never paint your house red, only white. Don't wear red clothing, only white. It says the Zohar says. White means kindness. Red means judgment. Green is mercy. That's all the hospitals, we have green. If the doctors and the dentists will have a red one, the patient will have a heart attack. That's what green, Zohar says it, Zohar says it, Zohar says it. Green is mercy. That's why all the lights go is green and stop is red. Who made it? Why they made it like this? Why did they make stop sign green? Why? Why did this hide it? No, all the signs on the highway, where to go is green. And the stop sign are red. Why not the opposite? They don't even know it. But this is the first paragraph in the Zohar. That's the Zohar says. So the first rose, Zohar says, you should not sit with, was red and white.
Black.
No. No. No black, no green, no purple, no nothing. The first rose Hashem made was white and red. That's the rose you should buy for your wife. That's the rose you should send to somebody. Not the yellow ones. You're gonna say it's not Hashem that make it. So says the Zohar, I want to tell you something. You buy a rose, a real rose. A real rose has red and white. Not just red. Red is no good. It has to be red and white. That's what Hashem made. To tell you, says the Zohar, that you should know the world is red and white, judgment and kindness. Now, what I want to teach you something, says the Zohar, you take the rose and start count the leaves. Take it apart. Every rose has 13 leaves on the top. Underneath has 5 green ones. Says the Zohar, what is it all about? You know, Am Yisrael is compared Keshoshana Ben HaChochim Ken Rayati Ben Abanot. We are Shoshana. We are the rose. We are the rose. Okay? So what Hashem wants from you, the Zohar says, let me tell you something. Hashem made the rose that the rose should have on the top 13 leaves because we have 13 midot racham. Hashem, Hashem, Ker, Rachum, Bechanun, Erech, Hapayim, what's the name? 13. Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu after he did the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed. Hashem said to Moshe, you know what? Let them say this. Let them say this. And then I forgive. That's why we say in Selichot, in Yom Kippur, we say so many times, Ker, Rachum, Bechanun, what is really, what behind it? What's behind it, says the Zohar? Rose. You have to imagine rose in front of you. Rose is 13. Says the Zohar, wait. Under the top that has 13 leaves, you have 5 green ones. Green is mercy, huh? Says the Zohar, you know this is the Yeshuot, the redemption you're going to have. Says the Zohar, you know when we make Kiddush, you have to hold the cup with your 5 fingers. Says the Zohar, the 5 fingers is the 5 green leaves under the rose. To tell you, you need mercy to so-called to have the 13 leaves change all of them into white. That's the secret of the rose. This is what people say: rose, 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 rose. That is so, so, so. This is so. You know, we are rose. Shlomo says, "Shoshana ben Achochim." Continuing the Zohar, you should know now. Now, what's the concept all about? What we got to do. So Rosh Hashanah comes, I says, Hashem judges you. Okay? Judges me. Listen. Of course, I want to get out of this court case. So what I want to do is really, says the Gemara, I want Hashem to get up from so-called from his red chair to sit on his white chair. Say, Rachamim. I says, I tell you very clearly what to do. Says, I tell you what to do right now. Ani ledodi vedodi li. What's the next word? You know. Aroe b'shoshanim. But what did he say? Hashem. Ani ledodi. I'm from my uncle. My uncle is for me. Aroe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the shepherd of the shoshanim of the roses. Hashem shepherd. I heard a shepherd is on a sheep. I never heard a shepherd on roses. No, you don't understand. We are the sheep of Hashem. Hashem is our shepherd. He says, you have to know. He said, you know, comes Elul, he says, And he says, you know what? I need a deal, really. Arm to my ankle. Hold it, hold it, hold 1 second. I want you to know, says the Gemara, who is Hashem first? Hashem does not want you to trade him in. And then Hashem will not trade you in. Says, if you know, if you want to know what Hashem is all about, says, I tell you, the Gemara says, En kadosh kashem ki en biltecha. He referred to Hashem all the time, Melech Malchei HaMlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen. B'Shmuel Kohen Gadol went up to Shamayim. When there was a Gezera on the 10 giants. And he met the angels. And then he wrote a book. It's called Hechalot. Hechalot. He said the angels told him, what's going on in Shamayim? Before Yimach Shemam, the Romans killed him, he came down and he wrote what all the angels told him. And he wrote a book, it's called Hechalot. Hechalot means the whole of, you know, Hechal. He writes over there like this. I want to tell you something, he said. The angels told him, you know, we say Kedusha, Kadesh, Nagdishach. We say Kadosh, 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 you know, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem needs you to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Says, the angels told Abishmokad, I want to tell you something what happened in Shammai. When you say Kadosh, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu called all the angels in Shammai. If you have Mishtabura, you can look Mishtabura, brings this, bring that, at the end of Chelek Aleph, he brings that paragraph. He says, Hashem called all the angels and said, look, 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 look what they say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Say, you know what it is? What you see right now is my holy, holy, holy God. He is the only one. En kadosh kashem kem b'toch. It says, you know what they say? They say that you will never trade me. They'll never exchange me. And I'm so happy. Come, look, look. You know what I do? I bend down from my chair and I kiss one of the legs that has on it the form of Yaakov Avinu. I'm so happy. Yaakov Avinu was the holiest of the holiest. There's his face is in the Kisei Kavod, engraved. On one leg you have face of a person, is Yaakov. Yaakov was the holiest. Yaakov HaKadosh. Yosef was Tzadik. Yaakov was Kadosh. Hashem said to Hashem told the angels, I kiss Yaakov, I hold my chair, and I want to redeem them instantly on the spot. That's how powerful Kedusha is. It's not just say Kadosh, 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 no. You say to Hashem, you holy, let me say in the Valley of Zion, you holy here, you holy there, you holy, the holy Almal Me'al Maya forever. It means I will not betray you, I will not trade you. We don't trade him, you won't trade us. That's called a treaty. The treaty is not that I keep the mitzvah, that I don't keep the mitzvah. Hashem in the text says, I know, Moshe, after you will die, they're going to start shopping for idols. So what's the treaty about? The treaty is, listen, it doesn't matter, but I will not, this is Yetzirah, you know? And Yetzirah from Avodah Zarah. But I will not betray you, you know? You know, nobody sees, I go to my basement. I put the television on, I look, he says, outside, he has a beard and peot and sombrero. He goes, you know, Tehillim, Mikveh. Nobody sees in the basement. But he does. Hashem does. He says, we do have a leader of Azara because it's Yitzhara. But do we want to betray Hashem by exchanging him? No. That's what Moshe said. Listen, it doesn't matter what you do later. I know later you're not going to behave. But let's now announce it. In the text, you know, somebody, you know, it's printed in some books that the person in his lifetime should read a text. It said, Chas Shalom, Chas Shalom. If Kedibuchu will call me to Gan Eden, and all of a sudden I will have some bad thoughts in my head. Oh, where's Hashem? Why I have to die? Why? What Hashem is doing? He doesn't know what he's doing. He says, your Chas Shalom can lose the whole life. So there's a text that people read in the Siddur. It says, if any time will come ever that I have those stupid thoughts in my head, I say it right now, I cancel it. Because now I know myself. And I know sometimes I have up and downs in my life, and it can be one day that I'll be a little bit depressed or something, and I say, oh God, which God, what God, Finch? That's what happened really to Acher. what happened to him. From the Meir's Rebbe, you know. He was upset one day. He went to pull something on Shabbat from the ground, and he did bad things, and that was the end of it. I said, the person wants to be connected to Hashem all the time, but Hashem wants to be connected to you. Hashem said, listen, do me a favor. I wrote the Torah, don't exchange sheep. It means don't exchange. You are sheep, you know, you're sheep. I'm the shepherd. Don't exchange. Don't trade in shepherd. Don't do it. I'm not a pair of socks. Don't change me. And this is a tricky. As you know, the Torah says, one day, lo me'asim ve'lo ye'altim ve'chaloti otam. Hashem says, you know what? I will get back to them. Because why is Hashem still with us after all the bad things that we did in generations? Because of that treaty of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did he say in the treaty? It says, listen, it's a ra. I did a Avodah Zara. What should I do? It's a ra. You made Hashem regrets he made the Yetzirah, the Gemara says. Hashem regrets four things he made in his life, in this world. This is one is the Arabs. And the other one is the Iraqi. I don't know if it's the Iraqi, maybe the ISIS he meant. Hashem, write the Gemara. The Gemara says the Sukkah. Hashem regrets. Hashem regrets made immediate terror. Hashem regrets it. So, but the treaty, it means only that we are really want to be connected to Hashem. It's called Anil Dudib Dudili, Aroeva Shoshani. That's the rose. That's the rose. The whole purpose is of the treaty is before Shoshana. So read this parasha. So listen, must be this parasha before Shoshana. So in front of Hashem or Shoshana, what are you going to tell him? I'll tell you one thing, you know. I don't trade you. Don't trade me. That's it. I says, I'm a rose. I'm a rose. I said, listen, I says, the rose has 13 leaves, huh? And I says, Lichot, Kerachum, Echanun. He said, what do you have in mind? Rose. What is a rose? Under the 13 leaves, I have the five green leaves. I says, this is the Yeshuot. This Hashem said, listen, ask for mercy, and the mercy will change the red into white. Hashem will get up from his red chair and will sit on his white chair. That's what you need. I says, that's the whole idea, says the Zohar. There's the whole Nagdishach. That's how important to say the Gdushach. Say Mishnah Barah, say Kadosh, Kadosh, you say, you have in mind. You say, what we want is Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. Hashem Imnoch Olam, but it's only God, we're only God. What do you need? It says, because if you say that He's your God, you are His sheep. You are His nation. He'll never betray you. He'll never trade you in. He'll never change you. So Gemara says a few times, and as well as a few times, the Goim came. The angel of the responsible for the Goyim said to Hashem, leave them alone already. What do you want from the Jews? They own the whole world. Leave them alone. Give it to another nation. Moshe Rabbeinu, after we did the Golden Calf, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we don't want you to depart from us. This is, we want to be your sheep. That's what we want. I says, that is, I says, that's Anil Dudib Dudib. He says, you know, before Mashiach will come, that's the Rambam mind says, the Torah says, you know, Hashem is going to do a passage in our heart. It says, we have to do the Shuvah in order for the procedure to be done. It says, if you don't do the Shuvah, it says, if the patient comes to the hospital, somebody has to sign that he's going to be operated. And nobody signs, it says, he doesn't want to be operated, forget about it. First, we have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu we want to have the operation. So that's the Torah says, we're going to do teshuva, then Hashem will collect us from all over the world. It says, why? Because we are the rose. Because He is HaRoeh Bashoshanim. So that's the whole purpose of this parasha, the whole purpose of Selichot. It's not, I'm sorry. I say, you're sorry that you did something wrong? You don't understand. That's not the problem. You know what the problem is? Because if you do something wrong, you might trade HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a statue. He says, you have to keep all the time your statement, Anil Dodi, Dodi Li, I'm to God, God is to me. He says, you know, when you did something, it means you can say Anil Dodi. He says, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy. That's Rabbi Shmuel was notified by the angels. Hashem kisses. When you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Hashem kisses Yaakov's form. In his chair. And he holds the chair and he says, I'm going to redeem them. That's called the Gemara says, you know, Rosh Hashanah, after people say Selichot, they do Teshuvah, and you come and say, HaMelech, the king. I say, ah, it's HaMelech. Let me tell you, it's HaMelech HaKadosh. Now you got to say HaMelech HaKadosh, because what it means is you say HaMelech is one, is one, is the king. I don't trade him in. He said, listen, this is the time now that you have to say HaKadosh, because it's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, that's what Hashem wants. I said, what do you mean? I said, that's what the Gemara says. Hashem told us, don't trade me in. I'm the only one. He says, where can I find you, the only one? He was saying the sentence. En kadosh biltecha. There's no one holy like you, Hashem. And Hashem wants us to be kedoshim, kedoshim to you. I says, Hashem doesn't care if we're holy or not holy. But Hashem wants us to relay ourselves to Him. Ani ledodi dodili. So it means you have to try to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be like Kadosh. En Kadosh Kelokenu. En Kadosh Biltecha. It says there. Come to Shoshana, Kim Chachamim, say, listen. You have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaKadosh. There's more places in the 18th. It says HaKel, we don't change. HaKel Yishuatenu Bezratenu, say HaKel HaTov. We don't say HaMelech Yishuatenu Bezratenu, say HaMelech HaTov. You don't say, HaMelech HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. He says, HaKel HaGadol VaNora. No, only Kadosh. What Kadosh? You know, that first paragraph is Magen Avraham, is Avraham Avinu. Second paragraph is Mechaye HaMetim, Yitzchak Avinu. That's the Kavanah. It's crucial Kavanah, the Zohar says. The Gemara says it. Third Baruch HaAtah Kadosh Shemcha Kadosh. Who are you? What do you have in mind? You have everything in mind, Yaakov Avinu. The angel said when Yaakov came to Bethel, the angel said, when Yaakov came, he says, Baruch HaTah HaShem HaKel HaKadosh. Look at Yaakov and say, oh, Yaakov, you're very holy. Yaakov, you're very holy. Your form is in Kisei HaKavod, in the chair of Hashem. So that paragraph, Ata Kadosh, belongs to Yaakov. It says, who is Yaakov? Yaakov is the one that Hashem kisses when we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So after we say Kadosh, 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 we start to say, Ata Kadosh, what do you say? It says, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you holy, you're the only one. Veshimcha Kadosh, your name is the only one. Ukdoshim mecholim, and we want to be kedoshim like you because we want to relate to you. Hold it. Ovechente pachdecha shemelu kein. We had all the five paragraphs. I said, what do you say? It says the angels told Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol that we get after we say kedusha, while we say kedusha, Hashem wants to redeem you. Hashem holds his chair, and he said, I want to redeem them. I'm so happy. Not because we say kadosh kadosh, because when we say it, we tell Hashem, you holy. And Anile Dodi Vedodili, we want to be holy like you. We want to be holy. Why? Because we don't want you to trade us in. We don't trade you in. So that's the whole power of Rosh Hashanah, is Atah Kadosh. He says, who is this? You have to remember, Yaakov Avinu. He says, he is in the chair. Hashem kisses him. Hashem holds his chair. Hashem wants to get off the chair and so-called to go on the white chair. He says, what is it all about? It's all about this redemption that the angels told. That's how important Kedusha. This is Shulchan Aruch. You say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. She'd raise your eyes and you look at Hashem. Hashem said, you know what? They're looking at me. I look at them. That's the angels told Rabbi Ishmael. Hashem said, I love when they say Kadosh. I love when they look at me. I said, Shulchan Aruch, you look at Hashem. Look at him. Open your eyes. The Gemara says that's why you can't pray. You cannot daven in the place, there's no windows. Can't, because you have to look through the window. It says, when you have to look through the window? You have to look through when you pray to Hashem. It says, when? Mainly, by Atah Kadosh. It says, Mishnah Berurah, look at Mishnah Berurah, and say, listen, Rav Avadia said, the person should learn every day, half an hour, Mishnah Berurah. It says, the halachot, you know, it says the halachot, for Ashkenazim, Asfaradim. But Rav Avadia writes in his book, and he told people, learn Mishnah Berurah. He brings all the important things. He brings that paragraph from called Sefer Hechalot, Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol. He says, Hashem is so happy. That's Kedusha, is so important. Person should not miss Kedusha. But you should have in mind, he says, Kadosh, Kadosh, what do you have to have a rose in front of me? What do you mean a rose? Anir Dideli, Aroya Bashoshanim. He says, who? Sugam Bashoshanim. Who? He says, I'm Shoshana Ben Achochim. We are Shoshana. We are the rose. So where are the rose? You know, yes, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, a rose is 13 midot rachamim. He said, you say, Kel rachum v'chanun. He says, Selichot, you say on Yom Kippur. He said, what do you have to have in mind? A rose. What does rose mean? Rose means I relay myself to Hashem, and Hashem will have mercy on me. And he says, the five green leaves will remind me, I have to have mercy from Hashem. I said, how? How? Shlosh Mot Chachamim says, listen. Ma'u Rachum, Ma'fata Rachum, Ma'u Chanum, Ma'fata Chanum. You don't just say that. Larry, listen. Hashem has mercy, you have to have mercy. Hashem gives up, you give up. Hashem is Erech HaPaim. Hashem has patience, you should have patience. I said, listen, if you have no patience, Hashem will not have patience for you. If you have no mercy, Hashem will not have mercy for you. So Dalit says, that's what we mean to Torah Chachamim. That's what the rose is, 13, what you have to follow in your life, to be like Hashem. Then Hashem has mercy on us. Then you have to Mashiach Mabem Amen.
Amen.